So Canada is quickly turning into a communist fascist police state. And the recent evidence of that was that Chris Skye, who's an activist here, who's he's just a citizen, cares about his freedom, he knows his rights. He's one of the last living alpha males that knows his rights. So that's obviously a deadly combination for the powers that be. And they've been harassing him constantly. And the most recent one is just absolutely, it's unbelievable that this could happen in my country. And I posted the video on my Twitter. Follow me at DW Truth Warrior. You can follow me on Telegram. Just go look me up, Truth Warrior. I've got a channel there. I post there regularly. Also on Gab, you can follow me. And I posted it all over the place. So Chris, brother, good for you. I stand behind you. I know thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, or maybe even millions of Canadians stand behind you, especially now. And I hope this video, not, I don't care about this video, but the video of Chris being arrested at his home, where they tried to arrest him, that's something that needs to go viral. Because unfortunately, this is what it takes. This is what it takes. It's not just the corrupt government. It's not just the corrupt media. It's not just the corrupt police officials and the corrupt courts. It's also the fact that we need to wake up the sleeping people in Canada and around the world. Because this is only going to continue unless we stand up and declare and claim and defend our human rights. That's where we're at. That's where we're at. And this video proves it. It's amazing. It's about 30 minutes. Chris basically gets followed home by the police. He pulls up in his driveway. And they try to arrest him. And he just goes scorched earth on these cops, citing his rights, because they you know why they were there? They were there to arrest him for an instance that happened at Longo's. Longo's is a grocery store chain in Canada. I don't know if they're international, but the cops were basically trying to do one of these retroactive arrests, which we know they're just targeting people like Chris Skye because they're having an influence. They're going viral. You guys saw that video. If you don't know who I'm talking about, this is the guy that went into the airport and started telling Canadians about their rights. And then he accepted a fine from one of the police officers and was basically telling them that all these tickets, anybody that fights these tickets for violating these ridiculous, unlawful, illegal, and inhumane health orders that have nothing to do with the virus, guys. We have to stop thinking like that. And if you believe that that's what this is all about, I'm sorry, you're behind. You need to catch up and you need to wake up as to what is really happening. They are using, as tyrants always do, an excuse to take away your freedom, your property, your rights, and your humanity, your business. They're following orders. This is a compartmentalized structure. And I'm gonna get into my feelings on that in a bit, but I just wanna let you know that of who I'm talking about. Chris Skye, go look him up, follow him on Twitter. He's also started a new campaign called Just Say No. I put out my video. I hope you guys will put out yours. This is the kind of stuff that wakes up the normies, the people who are asleep that don't quite understand what's going on, okay? They need these kind of campaigns and all that kind of stuff, okay? So just do it for them because we need people to wake up. We need more people. We need it to be 80% plus that are awake to what the government is really doing, who they're really working for. A lot of these government officials are also pawns taking orders from higher up. Our countries are all in debt. Who are they in debt to? Who do you think really calls the shots in our country? It's supposed to be us, the people, that formed a government that was there to administrate on our behalf. But it is now turning into a completely different scenario. No matter where you are in the world, I'm sure you've got the same situation unfolding. And we gotta stand up, peaceful non-compliance. Using our voice. And this video is a great example. This Chris Skye video of him being arrested. So quickly, he apparently, this was the charge, and you guys can watch it, but I just finished watching it, and this is why I'm inspired to make this video. The cops show up to arrest him in his car in his driveway, and he turns them down, and he's like, what are the charges? You can't just make up charges and arrest me. And they say it was because of an instance that happened at Longo's. And guys, this is what happened at Longo's, okay? Chris goes in, he declares he has a medical exemption, which is in the law, and it's even in the health orders. Even in the actual health orders, which are all bogus because they're actually violating 90% of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. They're violating the Nuremberg Code, but whatever. Even in these ridiculous health codes, they are saying that you can have a medical exemption. People that have a medical exemption or a condition are exempt. Okay? It says that explicitly. So he goes into Longo's, declares he has a medical exemption. He gets escorted by one of the employees to the aisle where he wanted to pick up, get this, some maple syrup. He can't get any more Canadian than this. A Canadian is, this is what this video is about. The cops are trying to arrest a Canadian who declared a medical exemption and went to buy some maple syrup. He grabs some maple syrup. He goes to the checkout. He even overpaid for it. It was like 13 bucks and he left a $20 bill. And he left. Okay? Now, the only disturbance caused was disturbing people that were probably freaking out because he didn't wear a mask, because they don't understand the truth about that. But whatever. They've been watching the media and they're brainwashed. That's what that is. But either way, there was no laws broken. And that was what Chris was trying to explain to these cops. And he sits there for 30 minutes and he's telling them, you can't arrest me. You can't even touch me. Because I didn't violate any law. I didn't do anything wrong. You're on my property. Notice the things that he says. And when they try to force him, because they realize they're dealing with somebody that knows their rights. So then they call backup. 20 police cars show up. They actually close an intersection close to where he lives. I know the place, as he started talking about where he was at. I used to live in Toronto. I know exactly where he was at. There were people driving from Mississauga. He went live. That's what he did. He took out his phone. He went live. He recorded the whole thing. He asked all the people watching it, thousands of people watching it live. He asked them all to screen record it. And asked anybody that could come to his house, some people to call his lawyer for him, because he was using his phone to record the event. He sits there back and forth with the cops and he just basically repeats, here's the instance, you have no right, I didn't break any laws. And then it gets to a point where, he's telling him, get off my property. Because now you have to realize you're not just dealing with the police, you're dealing with people that are coming to your property to illegally grab you and put you in the back of their car and take you away. Because you haven't broken any laws. That was what he was trying to say. I didn't break any laws, so this is an illegal arrest. And he's right. And guess what? We know he's right because the cops didn't arrest him. They kept saying to him, you're under arrest. He's like, if I was under arrest, I'd be in handcuffs right now. You guys know that if you touch me, that's assault. Because I'm not under arrest. Because I didn't break any laws. And you can't just make laws up here on the spot in my driveway. You have to talk to my lawyer and all that kind of stuff. He used the legal route that we've been talking about. Michael's been on my show talking about it. Using the legal and understanding your rights. That's the only hope we have. And even if there's corrupt judges and corrupt courts, there's good judges and there's good people in there. And regardless if they're corrupt, the law is plain as day. It's black and white. You cannot violate it. These governments are violating the law. That's what they're doing. And when it gets to this point where they are doing illegal arrests, and we know in the Peel Region Police, unfortunately, I used to teach a lot of these guys. There are a lot of good police officers there, but there's also a lot of guys that they do a lot of underhanded, shady stuff. Criminality is everywhere, you know? So this is an indictment against all police officers, but the police officers that are involved in enforcing this tyranny and violating the rights and freedoms of the citizens that pay their paychecks, even though they're following orders, you need to have a gut check as a human being and stop behaving like a robot. That's what, how many precedents in history have we had where they say, oh, I was just following orders as I loaded people into train cars and put them in work camps and concentration camps, or took them out in the back and put a bullet in the back of their head. I was just following orders. How far down the road do we want to go with this? So anyways, what was amazing is that it actually worked. He said it, he fought, man, the video is insane. He just loses it, okay? And that's what it is. You have to have the balls to stand behind your rights. This is where we're at. This is what we're being reminded to do, is to stand up for our rights and our freedoms. If we don't stand up, Do you think the government's going to stand up for you? They don't work for you. They're supposed to be there to protect your rights, but that's not what they do anymore. They're in business with all kinds of different organizations, institutions. They're in debt up to their eyeballs to offshore banks, private banking, central banking systems. So they don't work for you. They work for the royalty. They work for the banking system. They work for their donors. They work for the lobbyists. They work for their corrupt financial interests. And so this is just something we need to really start to understand, is that obviously tyrants are not just going to rise up and go, "Hi, I'm a tyrant." They're going to seep in bit by bit, slow drip method, totalitarian tiptoe, until they're on your property, arresting you for buying maple syrup. In Canada. What else do you need? So that's why I'm asking you guys in my video to please share everywhere this video that I will put in the link here. I'll put in the description below. But go look it up. It's also on my Twitter and my Telegram. We need strong men and women, but I'm calling on the men who are just sitting there doing nothing and you don't know what to do. You need to figure out what to do. You need to grow up. And I'm sorry, we're going to cut the shit here. We need to grow up and we need to take our country back using the law, using our wit, using our reason, using our minds, using our strength. This isn't about violent revolutions. That's what they would love for us to do. Go at them with a bunch of pitchforks. That's caveman shit. That's not going to work. What worked is what Chris did. And this is, we need more public awareness. We need overwhelming public pressure on politicians, police commissioners, the legal system, the media. This is World War III. It's the battle for humanity. It's the battle for your right to breathe fresh air, to look. You look into the coronavirus stuff and the science. You look into it for yourself. Inform yourself. If you want to go get the vaccine, if you want to do all that stuff, if you want to wear masks, you do that. Think about it. Why does none of these things work unless everybody else does it? Those are the policies that governments live for. Tyrannical governments live for. They live for those kind of policies that are universal policies. Go look it up. Universal policies. Go study all of the tyrannical regimes of history, going back to the Middle Ages and before, all the way up to, you know, Africa, Germany, China, all these instances that happened, Soviet Union, Ukraine, Romania, now Canada. Look what happened at the beginning. Look what happened under the guise of this virus. That's a 99.97 survivability rate. You have people that design masks and build masks and write patents on masks saying, yeah, masks don't stop viruses. This is ridiculous. You have doctors coming out. You have studies coming out galore. So turn off the news and start reading the Constitution. Start reading the Bill of Rights. Start reading the Charter of Rights and Freedoms in Canada. Start talking to you. Get into the law. We got to get into the judiciary and we have to learn about it because that's the weapon. And when you know it and you know how to speak that, when you're under duress by these Gestapos that are out there enforcing this ridiculous nonsense and working against the people that they're being paid by the people to protect, their rights and freedoms, leave them out of it. This is about us right now. This is about you and I. What are we going to do? We can't let someone like Chris Sky be in this all by himself. I can't be in this all by myself. Lone wolves, they can come in and pick you out. That's what they're trying to do. They were trying to tame the lion. They were trying to grab him, bring him to a secret detainment facility like they did with Susan Stanfield in Vancouver when she went to the Supreme Court and was arrested illegally. Her arm was jacked up by these big testosterone freaks and brought into a secret detainment area underneath the courthouse without any due process. What country are we living in, guys? This is unacceptable. Even if there was a virus, even if it was everything they were saying it was, this is unacceptable on all levels. So Chris, man, fuck, you're the man. You're the man. And thank you for doing that. And I'm glad your phone was charged and you were able to stream and you're able to record this, because this is what has to happen. Keep your phone charged when you leave your house. Get ready to whip it out at all times and record what's going on. Those cops are recording you, you record them. And this isn't about just being belligerent just because they're the police. Be respectful. Unless they start violating your rights, then you need to turn straight savage and go all in on your rights. Now, I'm not talking physically. Don't be stupid. Use your words. Use your mind. Use your reason. This is your training now. To prepare for that battle of defending your rights and freedoms, it's going to come down to how conversant you are with the facts, how well you know your rights. Even I'm inspired to do more research and learn more. And so these are the examples. These are the examples. Now, can you imagine? Now, what was amazing is that it worked. Chris, I keep jumping around here. Chris, they left. They forced him under duress, and he did it brilliantly because they're like, just sign this thing. Sign this thing to say you're going to be in court on whatever date. And now that I'm thinking about it, it's not something that happened like yesterday. I think this happened in like April. Was this April 2020? Man, I'm wondering when this thing was. Either way, I don't know when this thing happened. Maybe it was last year, maybe it was this year. Either way, it's something that needs to happen. No, I think it just happened. I think they meant April, because I mean, I just heard them say April in the video. I think this actually just happened. Sorry. And I think he was being called to court in April of this year. And he told them, look, I'm going to leave that document on the ground. I'm not signing anything. I'm going to talk to my lawyer. My lawyer's going to look at your little document. And then my lawyer's going to tell me what to do. I don't understand your document, so I'm not going to sign anything. And that was the first argument he made. Then they kept pushing him. He kept telling him, don't even touch me. They brought more guys to intimidate him. And you can see the cops putting their little black rubber gloves on because they were going to grab him. And he said, you can't arrest me on my property. I didn't break any laws. I'm not doing anything wrong. And so then they started to say, okay, you're being released. And he's like, okay, so see, you're releasing me even though you didn't arrest me because you know I'm right. And then they said, okay, well, we're going to leave only if you sign this document saying you're going to be in court. And he's like, I'm not signing anything. So finally he goes, look, all right, fine. I'm signing under duress. He even wrote duress on when he signed it. So he signs it under duress while he was recording. He goes, leave it here. Get the fuck off my property. Get out of here. And the cops left. One man stood up against 20 cops and they left. Imagine 1,000 people showed up at his house to back him up at that moment. Not with violence, but just to show support. To add their voice to his voice. So it's important at this time, and I'm seeing it more now than ever, more now than ever, that you get involved in your community and you get to know who in your community is awake, who in your community will back you up, who will you back up, get to know who's in your local mayor's offices, running your towns and your cities and your states or your provinces, and get to know who your police chiefs are, start forming relationships, and study your rights. So that when that shit happens to you, you know what to say and you know what to do, and you need to understand that you're not alone. And he was absolutely in the right. He could have gotten arrested and then done it like that, but here's the problem. There's a lot of shady stuff that goes down. People go disappearing all the time. We hear stories about it. It's sad. There's corruption, absolutely. But the thing is, you need to understand, you see what situation you're in and learn about what the best opportunities would be for you. But my God, we have to stand together now against this. Put the pressure on. Keep sharing these videos. Keep making your own videos. Write your own blogs. Write letters. Talk to your friends and neighbors and your family. Don't be afraid of them anymore. They should be worried about what you think of them. The truth is on your side. The facts are on your side. Vet it and prove it for yourself. Don't listen to me. Vet it and prove it for yourself. And then it's about self-defense. This is self-defense now. This is self-defense. What Chris did was self-defense. And you have a right to self-defense for being accosted in your driveway for buying maple syrup. There's some other stuff going on in this country I can't even get into, but this country's lost. This country as a structure, the political, it's so corrupt. It's such a swamp in this country that Canada is, we have some big questions to answer right now. We got to stop tiptoeing through the daisies. The Conservative Party's corrupt. The Liberal Party's corrupt. The NDP, don't even get me started. All these parties. Forget the parties. This is about the people now. This is about the people. The Patriot Party. The People's Party. We're the party. Because we have to. Because although we're fighting a mob. This is a mafia who have enforcers that go out and follow orders like drones. We need to find the good police officers that understand. This is why I support Stand on Guard for Thee, which is a Canadian police association that was started recently because of all this stuff going on and all the videos going viral in Canada of just the absolute... It's unbelievable, okay? And we saw this all go on in the UK and elsewhere, I'm sure, but I'm saying to the good police officers that understand that your job is not to support these tyrants. Your job is to think like a rational human being, to learn the law that you're there to defend, and differentiate between tyrannical laws that work against the freedoms and the rights and the best interests of the people of this country, and the ones that actually support and defend their rights. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? I don't care what your personal opinion is about a virus. I don't care. I don't care. This is about rights. This is about freedom. Everybody, the reason we have a free society because people can have different perspectives on things. There's different perspectives on health. There's people that have disabilities that can't wear the stupid mask. And there's also people that have just this disability of being unable to believe total bullshit. And who are smarter than that and know how to think critically and know how to do some basic research to realize that this is a sham. This is not about a virus anymore. This is about being able to have the power to arrest and detain anybody, anywhere, anytime, without any boundaries or protections for their rights. This is about taking over our country from within, draining our economy, and absorbing us into this global matrix that they want to build for the entire world. That is what has to be resisted. And that's my opinion. And you can have your opinion. Mine is a researched opinion. And then to anybody in the legal profession, where the hell are you? We've got a few lawyers that have the balls to stand up. Where's the rest of you? They're going to come after all of you. Study history. Study psychology. You don't need more than that. The precedents that they are setting, that they can come and arrest somebody out of their home, in their driveway, like the Gestapo kicking doors down, like the Stasi kicking doors down, like the black shirts, the brown shirts, Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge. What the fuck are we doing? What country are we in? What kind of country do you want? What made you want to become a police officer or a politician or somebody in the legal profession? Was it to stand up for what is right and true and good and lawful and humane and rational? Or was it literally to support tyranny? Every name, every badge number, everybody will be known. And if not on this planet, higher forces taking notes. You're messing with the primal forces of nature. You're messing with human freedom. It's not going to turn out well for you. You're going to lose. You're going to be on the losing side. You might feel like you're on the winning side right now, supporting tyrants and dictators and illegal shit. Mark my words, you're on the wrong side of history. You're on the wrong side of history. And it's karma that's going to come round for you. And to those people out there who understand what I'm saying, your training, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to study your rights. Go read an article on Michael Tessarian's website called his website is shellingzone.com, after the philosopher Schelling, who wrote something called The Freedom of Man. Go read that article or go read Schelling's book on it so you have a premise to understand philosophically what freedom is. There's many others we could mention as well. Go read some Thomas Paine, There's so many great people. Just think, go look at nature, just study nature, introspect, learn your own nature, understand freedom is the ground of your being. It is your birthright. It's not something to be abused. But who's abusing the freedom now? Is it the people that just want to breathe fresh air and go buy some maple syrup? Or is it the government and the police that are enforcing the will of a tyrannical government that has been captured? Our country has been captured by foreign and domestic enemies. What side are you on? No more time for talk anymore. Well, actually, no, let me rephrase that. This is the time for talk. This is time for educated talk. So get these videos out. Let your voice be heard. Join with millions of people, hundreds of millions of people around the world that are resisting this global tyranny, that are waking up. It's either the Great Reset gulag for the world, or it's the Great Awakening. Which one's it gonna be? Which one's gonna win? I know where I'm putting my bets. I know where I'm putting my faith. I know where I'm putting my line in the sand and where I'm pulling my battle horses up to defend. What are you doing? Are you gonna sit there, twiddle your thumbs, and just point and shoot arrows at people who are doing the job I'm doing with all your critiques from your sofa? Or are you gonna get involved and do something yourself and get in there and do this work and be a part of it? And if you can't, you don't have a voice yet, share it. We'll be your voice. We need millions of voices. This cannot stand. I will not allow this to stand. I will fight this to the end. I will die fighting, then I will reincarnate and I will come back and I will fight more. And by fighting, I mean using the mind, using the law, doing what's right. The violence is being done by the state, not by the people. So, guys, you got to start thinking for yourself. You got to take off the apron strings of the nanny state. You got to start becoming more self-sufficient. You have to team up with people that think like you. You have to form good community, positive community, not communitarianism where you're in another tyranny. Don't even get me started on that. But a community of freedom-thinking, like-minded people that at the very least, you might not agree on everything, but you agree on freedom. You agree on what is written in your constitutional documents. At the very least, start there. The improvements that need to be made later. We just need to start with basic fundamental human rights. It's already there. We don't really need to invent much. We just need it to be enforced. And we, you and I, have to demand of our public officials that if they don't defend those rights, they are fired. And we must then do everything we can to get those people out of office. Get those corrupt sheriffs, those corrupt police chiefs, whatever. Get rid of all of these people. They're breaking the law. And promote the moral people, promote the virtuous people that will stand up for what is right, what is good, and what is true. So I'm on the side of truth, freedom, and justice. I hope you are too. Thanks for listening, guys. Let's keep these videos going. Let's keep this message getting out there. Help me make these videos viral. Lots more coming your way. Check me out on my website, dwtruthware.com. Follow me on Twitter, follow me on Telegram. Go check out the Foxhole. That's where I do my live streaming. Go check out Rockfin, R-O-K-F-I-N. That's where I'm putting all my archives, my content. I've been banned, I've been censored, I've been demonetized completely. So I'm recreating my entire work. I'm talking to some, you know, we got some good things coming. So we're not giving up. We're gonna have alternative media in this country, and we are going to dwarf the mainstream media, which is serving known liars and criminals. I don't serve known liars and criminals. I serve truth, freedom, and justice, and I hope you'll join me. Thank you.